As state revenues continue to fall, officials are warning of further state budget cuts, on top of the cuts that have already devastated some state programs. One casualty of those cuts is the state's only secure substance abuse treatment center, known as MASAC. The Massachusetts Alcohol and Substance Abuse Center is where the courts send most men who are involuntarily committed for addiction treatment. The center is scheduled to close in 5 weeks, though a State House hearing tomorrow will review that plan. As WBUR's Deborah Becker reports, some officials say closing MASAC will cause big problems, especially for the courts.
All right.
Brockton District Court has one of the highest number of cases involving mental health in Massachusetts. That includes cases where someone asks a judge to involuntarily commit a loved one for substance abuse treatment. It's called having someone sectioned, or Section 35, named after the state law that allows civil commitments for those who won't get treatment on their own. It happens as often as 8 times a day in Brockton, when a judge must ask a state psychologist for an emergency recommendation.
After you spoke with him and evaluated him, doctor, did you assess his circumstances and what is your recommendation?
He reports chronic heroin use.
Judge Mary Amrine did send this man into treatment for 30 days, which is one option for judges. For the men and women not considered too dangerous to themselves or others, the court can send them into a Department of Public Health facility or to private treatment. But for men whose loved ones ask the court to civilly commit them to a secure facility, there's only one place to go: the Massachusetts Alcohol and Substance Abuse Center, or MASAC, in Bridgewater. Retired Brockton District Court Judge David Nagel says in his 2 decades on the bench, the cases involving these families were among the most difficult.
And when you see them come in, or you read the affidavits and look at the absolute devastation on their faces when they tell you what is going on with their brother, sister, child, you know, they look at you and say, you've got to do something.
Most of the time, Judge Nagel would send these men to MASAC. It's a 100-bed lockdown facility in the Bridgewater Correctional Complex run by the Department of Correction. It's protected by barbed wire and fencing and guarded by correction officers, but it's not a prison, and those sent there are not necessarily facing any criminal charges. Correction officials say because of budget cuts, they can no longer afford the roughly $6 million a year it costs to run MASAC, so the center will close November 6th. Judge Nagel says that essentially means state law cannot be followed.
This is going to create chaos, I think. It's everybody's responsibility to follow the law and what is mandated by that statute. And that statute is very clear that you must serve and help these people. And it's up to the legislature and the executive branch to make sure that's adequately funded.
A Department of Correction spokeswoman says most other states don't have similar correction-run detox facilities. She says existing public health treatment centers will be able to accommodate the men who would have gone to MASAC. She issued a statement saying Correction is working collaboratively with the Departments of Public Safety and Health on a backup plan for once the center closes. But DPH is already warning that it can't help. In a letter to correction officials this month, Public Health Commissioner John Auerbach said although his department opened a new treatment center for men in January, it's already full. And he says his agency cannot absorb the estimated 50 extra addicts who would need services each month.
I understand budget cuts. I understand that there's, you know, an economic crisis. But they shouldn't just close a place without a backup plan.
Joanne Peterson runs the support group Learn to Cope for addicts' families. She had her son sectioned twice.
No one can prevent what an opiate addict will do to get their next fix. They're going to be robbing, stealing, overdosing, and dying.
Last year, more than 2,500 men were treated at MASAC. Among them was 26-year-old David Gonzalez of Taunton, who's been addicted to heroin and cocaine since he was 15. But Gonzalez says he's been drug-free since he left MASAC.
It's kind of like a prison setting, but you adjust to it. There's hundreds of people just like yourself there, you know, living the same lifestyle, and ages range from 18 years old I think the oldest person I was ever in there with was 76 years old. I was sectioned in there with a guy that was an eye surgeon. I mean, you can kind of see what's going to happen if you keep using if you keep living the lifestyle that I was living. I knew that I was going to end up either going to prison for a long time or end up dead.
That's what worries State Senator Stephen Tolman.
We're losing citizens in Massachusetts a rate of 42 to 1 to what we're losing at war on our streets with overdosing the heroin and OxyContin.
Tolman chairs the State Commission on Heroin and OxyContin. He's among those scheduled to testify at a State House hearing tomorrow on MASAC's proposed closure.
We do not have the proper infrastructure to treat this level of addiction, and yet one of the key components is MASAC, and yet somehow somebody in this administration thinks we should close it. And frankly, it's an outrage.
Correction officials have already postponed MASAC's scheduled closing once. Senator Tolman wants the governor to put it off for at least another 90 days until there is an alternative place for judges to send the men they order into treatment. For WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.